Was that considered a rant? Close? It was borderline rant? No, I can't do that anymore. They make memes of that. I did the fake. It was a fake.
Good morning, SEC. Oh, come on in. I don't normally have a camera set up in the bathroom, but I can explain here in a minute. We got a lot of stuff to get into. Wow, did you smell that? And I'm not just saying because I'm in the bathroom here. It smells like upsets are in the air. And I'm going to tell you which team should worry and which one is safe. We're going to jump around the coaches. Coaches got to talking yesterday. I thought there were some very interesting comments that I feel like you guys will enjoy. And we take a few calls. That much, much more on this episode of SEC Hangover. Come on in. Boy, it's been one of those damn mornings, I swear. It's one of those, everything that could go wrong has gone wrong. I'm surprised. I know you probably got side bets, like how long before Shane gives up on the morning show? Well, joke's on you. It's not today. It's pretty damn close, though. But before we get going, let's remind the listeners, we are brought to you by MyBookie. You like risk-free? I mean, in this room, sometimes you take some risks, but you don't have to over at MyBookie. Right now, if you jumped over there and make a bet, you're going to get a risk-free bet if you use promo code SEC. What does that mean, Shane? That means up to $500. You can place a bet on any of these teams I'm about to tell you is going to get upset. And if I'm wrong, you get your money back. If you're right, you get $500. Come on now. You can also take them winnings down to Tennessee Legend. Man, I tell you what, they got some cool stuff over here. Look at little lemonade moonshine, the peanut butter cup. There's all kinds of stuff. You got to go in there. Just check it out. You ain't got to buy nothing. Just go over there and check it out if you're in the Sevierville locations, Nashville locations. But if you decide to get some of this fine Tennessee hooch, be sure to let them know the cousin sent you because you're going to get a discount and a gift. And if you don't have it on your shelf, then be sure to let us know, and we'll have some sent to you. If you go down to the Legend, if you go down to your local distiller or your local package store and you tell them you want this on the shelves, if you get it on the shelf, please take a picture of it with yourself and send it, not in the bathroom, just in the aisle there, and we will be sure to include you on Sunday's show of Tennessee Legends. All right. Why am I in this bathroom, you say? Well, it all makes sense after this video.
Arch Manning seemed to be having some throwing pains by the
according
fourth quarter.
According to who?
Arch.
Arch said that to you?
No.
Oh, according to who?
It just looked like he was...
He doesn't have any.
Is there an explanation to why it looked like that?
I don't know. I've never filmed any of you guys when you're using the bathroom, so I don't know what faces you make when you're doing that.
Sark, you talk.
I've never filmed any of you guys in the bathroom either, but you know, it is interesting comments, right? I mean, I felt like Coach clearly knew this was going to be teed up because we all saw Arch in pain when he was throwing that football. Now, was it a pain because it was a bad throw? Was it a pain because he's in pain? I mean, that's where we're leaning, right? Not this guy. He says, me on a toilet after three Taco Bell Crunchwrap Supremes. Oh, gosh. More funny news. Oh, man, you just can't take a loss laying down, can you? Arizona State needs to sue Mississippi State for fraud. Reed Burns on Twitter says, Arizona State needs to sue Mississippi State for fraud. Cowbell ringing has to stop as soon as the center has the ball. But it only got louder. Any lawyers on here that can weigh in? Jeez Louise, weigh in. Listen, we need more cowbell. Side note, Mississippi State will not be on this upset alert list that I'm about to do here in a little bit. But more importantly, like I was telling Mike, this is the time the fans can – I mean, tell you, man, I haven't heard that much cowbell in a long time, and it felt good to see. Even though this is a cupcake week, I want to see all of them cowbells out there again, because you can create that environment, right? You can have folks coming over here saying, we should sue Mississippi State. I want to hear that for every damn football game that happens this year. Keep it up, dogs. Oh, speaking of dogs, my boy over here, the Pope. I didn't know he was a Tennessee fan. Look at this. Got his jersey going and everything. That should be a good sign, right? Well, another good sign. I just didn't think about this. John D. posted, plot twist, Nico's dad is the biggest Tennessee fan on the planet. Knew that they'd be better if he wasn't the quarterback anymore. Oh, my gosh. Man, so much good stuff. They did release next week's. I always like to talk about next week. Doesn't mean we're going to focus on it. But after I show you next week's slate of games, I think you're going to appreciate this weekend a little bit more. So next Saturday, here are some of the highlights. We've got Auburn and at Oklahoma. That's going to be 3:30 on ABC. Florida Gators is probably going to be the game of the week here with Miami. That's going to be at 7. I believe they have the ability to bump this. So what they'll do is they'll either move it so that South Carolina Mizzou can have that time slot. Honestly, it just has to do with the LSU game. If Florida wins, they're going to have Florida-Miami. If Florida loses, prime time will be South Carolina Mizzou, which I think it should be anyway. Battle of the Columbias. Those are the best, really, three games. You could throw in Tulane, Ole Miss. I always find the Green Wave a little interesting in the season, but other than that, you know, some tough watches here. But enjoy this weekend because the games are going to be a little limited next week. So, all right, let's get to it. Let's get to a few fun things here. This one here I thought was kind of funny because I'm old and I appreciate old stuff. Scooby Williams comes out. Audio's not that good, but he was asked about Rudy. Obviously, you know, they're playing Notre Dame this week. And Scooby said, Rudy who?
Rudy.
Rudy?
Yeah.
Is that the dude with, he played at
Notre Dame?
The huge dude? The O-line? Am I tripping? Okay, I have seen that movie.
Yeah, I knew you were playing. What do you think?
So I don't remember it, though. Like, the only time I probably seen that movie was when, like, I was in a dentist's office. And it was, like, on the TV, and that was fun. I ain't never just sat down and watched the movie. Yeah. Is it a good movie? Why y'all look at me like I disgusted? I ain't seen the movie.
That's all we got time for. Thanks.
Oh, gosh. Seen it at the dentist, he said. And to be honest with you, you know, we ranked football movies not too long ago, and Rudy wasn't on my list. A lot of people think that's a bad move, but be honest with you, I don't know if it's because I hate Notre Dame or I just didn't find it that entertaining. So I'm right there with you, Scooby. You know what else I don't find entertaining? These AP voters. Oh, my gosh. Video leaked yesterday. Haley Sawyer. And if you're not seeing, the one thing I do appreciate about the AP votes is now they're keeping receipts. So after they're posted, they show Haley, after this Florida-USF game, decided that Florida, that lost at home in the swamp to USF, should be two spots higher and USF should not even be ranked. And that's just one of many, right? And we always wonder, like, what goes through the minds of these voters? Well, let me show you. This is one of our AP voters.
But as far as what my votes are and what my process is, you know, I wake up early in the morning after covering a game late in the night before. Don't want to go too much into my progress or process or logic, but I will say I appreciate everybody's interaction on social media and all of your feedback. You know, there's tons of people that vote on the AP poll, and like, it's not a perfect system, but at the end of the day, like, no matter who you pick, it does even out because there's so many people who vote. And like I said, it's really fun for discussion. It doesn't probably matter in the end, but I'm glad that people are having a really good time with.
Probably doesn't matter in the end, right? It's just AP. It's just, there's just people getting fired because they don't make the top 25. There's just, it don't matter. Ain't that the dumbest shit you ever heard? It does matter. Why does it matter? Because I think it matters because of perspective, right? Because one of the games that we're going to be watching this week is Vanderbilt in South Carolina. A lot of people don't care about it because Vanderbilt's not a ranked team outside the SEC. I mean, we know what Vanderbilt is, but that AP vote carries weight, and it carries weight late into the season. And when we get to the end of this thing, we're trying to figure out, well, this 10-2 team shouldn't get in, or this 9-3 team shouldn't get in. Well, they don't have any AP vote. They don't have any top 25 wins. Tell me it don't matter. What the hell? What the hell? This is why I don't like the Heisman. This is why I don't like, it's not the Heisman voting. I don't like the AP because this is your voice. This is who's talking about it. I want to get some diehard bastard that just absolutely loves college football. I'm not even that guy, right? Because I'm not going to watch really any football outside the SEC. So I don't even hold the credentials needed to be an AP voter, but it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. This is shit like this. That just rocks my mind. I mean, this girl should be on blast, man. That's what my kids say. She should be canned. No, I don't know if she should be canned. Maybe she should go to therapy or something like that. Or maybe explain the process a little better. Tell me why Florida moved two spots up and USF is not ranked. Tell me why Vanderbilt is not in the top 25. That's the shit I want to know. So I don't think you should just put your list out there, but I think you should go through each 25 and explain to the country why you moved them there. Absolutely embarrassing. Abso-freaking-lutely embarrassing. All right, let's move on. We got shit to get to. All right, Coach Kelly, you saw that little intro. Big game. Florida Gators, LSU, if you've not been paying attention, I don't know what the hell you've been doing. This is a big, big football game. Now, it's not as big as it was a week ago because of what they've done down there. I mean, the struggles of Billy Napier are all around us. In fact, Kelly comes out here defending Billy Napier's honor.
Over here in the middle. So Billy Napier, I know you have some experience playing against him. I'm asking this in the context of, a lot of people calling for his head down there. You don't have to comment on that, but I would welcome it.
Crazy.
But,
craziness.
But what have you learned about him as a coach, and what are your impressions?
He's a really
of him?
Good football coach. He knows his team. He knows what their strengths and weaknesses are. You can see it on film. He's building a culture that is fit to his eye in terms of what he wants to do. He's doing it his way. And that's awesome. I think that, look – I came in here, right, and Ed was here, and he won a national championship, right? But he did it his way, right? It was his way, and that's fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. That's the way they wanted to make a change. I do it my way. It takes time to put in your philosophy and the way you like to do things. I do them a lot different than Ed does, but he still won, right? They asked for a change. I came. It takes time to make that change. And it's the same thing with Billy. Billy's come in after two or three other head coaches that changed the way the other coaches did it. And now he's starting to stabilize that program. So people talk about whatever they want. It's crazy. It takes you what it takes. And he'll get that thing where he wants it. I think he's got it right now. They beat us last year. So, again, we need to worry about us, and that's what we do. I worry about what we do on a day-to-day basis and make sure we're prepared to be our best on Saturday.
Coach Kelly sounds like all of us, don't he? He just needs time. Billy just needs time. Be patient down there. Don't get rid of my boy. Hey, we lost him last year, right? We lost him. Oh, man. Cousin JR, come on. Absolute legend. Set his alarm clock just to be here. I appreciate you, cuz. I really do. One of these days we got to get together and have a cold beer. Wayfaring Farmer, you've been gifted a membership by Cousin JR, the legend. Wayfaring Farmer, welcome to the family. Appreciate you, cuz. Oh my gosh. Just give him time, man. Just give Billy Boy some time. I tell you what, I appreciate everybody that has called in. And if you're curious, how do I call in? Well, in the notes section, there'll be a link where you can leave a voicemail. So you got something hot? Because Fridays we're going to talk about the game. So if you got a hot take on the weekend games, if you got a hot take on, it doesn't even have to be yours, let me know. Click on that link, leave a voicemail. I will get to it. And if you're on Twitter, it's on my page as well. I'll have it pinned when we get done here. But I feel bad. I really do, because we can't all be winners. We cannot all be winners. Cousin Mike, going through it. Not my cousin, other cousin. He is a little upset about them Florida Gators.
Hey, Cousin Shane. This is Mike Rolla here, Gator fan. Barely at this point. You know, I thought I was done listening to podcasts and all things college football after that performance Saturday night. I was so just apathetic. I mean, we knew this was coming. Bill Napier has never won his first two games of the season since he's been here. Everything he said has been a lie so far from what he promised he was going to do down here. And at this point, I just feel a little hopeless for the program because our athletic director just got an extension. For what reasons, I have no idea. It doesn't look like Bill Napier is going away anytime soon. And I just don't know where we go from here.
I hear you, Mike. And I wouldn't give up, because we all know everybody in this room right now, in this bathroom right here, knows how good the Florida Gators can be. We've seen it. We've seen elite Florida Gators. Now, it's been a while. Don't get me wrong. But we love that. Right? This is why we want to give Billy more time. Brother, I think the best thing that could have happened was your AD getting an extension. Why? Because it separates the two. It always felt like those two were joined at the hips, right? If Billy's gone, he's gone. If he's gone, Billy's gone. You know, it just felt like there was real separation. It all started with basketball winning a national title. So that bought Strickland time, you know, but it, more importantly, it separated the two. These are two different parties now. Now, what's going on is absolutely embarrassing. And can they bounce back? Yes, they did last year, right? They had they may win this week with LSU. But if they do hit the bottom and they do pull the trigger, you better damn believe Florida Gators is going to pony up and get the guy. And I feel like they're one coach away. Trust me, the SEC does not want Florida back, right? We are going to make fun of you while you're down until the end, right? We hope you keep Billy Napier and this 5, 6, 10-year project comes to fruition at some point. It's not. I don't think it is. But I do think there's a next guy. And we just pray as SEC fans outside of Florida that it's not the guy. We just pray that they keep this guy. Listen to this one. This one took the bag. DJ Lagway. Billy comes out. He says, hey, Billy's fine. Or I'm sorry, DJ's fine. DJ's fine.
What you said in practice, DJ had looked very good week one, was on a mission last week. It hasn't seemed to translate completely the games yet.
I think it translated. I thought he made a lot of steps forward in the game Saturday. I think he's still getting comfortable. You guys can see that, much like he can, and we can. So, but he did a lot of good things in the game. You know, I think.
You sure about that?
He's still getting in the rhythm. This was third week of practice. You can see that, getting comfortable with some of these skill players. And then, I think he's really close, you know, to having a huge day. And
he's really close, right? He is just one game away from being all the way back. Fact of the matter is the man didn't practice, right? You know, I can't go to a golf course after missing 3 weeks and expect to have a fantastic round of golf. It just doesn't work that way. It's not DJ's fault. DJ was injured. We needed to let him have time. But there are going to be some growing pains. And the problem, the biggest problem, the glaring problem with Florida Gators is their schedule, right? And we thought by week two, that the Florida Gators will be all right, DJ will be playing his best football, and everything's going to be rosy, right? Well, week two was a horrible performance. I felt like week one looked good, but it was against a cupcake team. Week two, different, totally different story. Tough competition, and gets even tougher here on out. But they were asked, and this is a little bit more about DJ, but at the end, they were asking, who's going to be doing the play calling moving forward?
We checked to a pass on the first down play late. Do you reduce his ability to check to plays like that moving forward? I mean, he hasn't practiced a ton, right?
Well, yeah, he also checked quite a few others that went well, you know. So I think, look, we put the ball in his hands and we let him go play. You know, I think he makes a ton of decisions. He's got the keys to the car every week, you know. And I think, you know, we all praise him when he does it right. And, you know, he gets criticized when maybe it doesn't go quite the right way. So it comes with territory. He knows that. And so do you, and so do I.
Speaking, following on that, are you still the team's primary play caller?
Yes.
Moving forward? Okay.
Yes.
Any no thoughts of
no.
giving that up?
Okay. No.
Oh, man. Oh, geez. You know what? And we're going to get to it here in a minute. This game feels weird. I mean, it feels like LSU should just run right out of the damn building, but it doesn't blow my mind if Florida wins this thing. Just from all this shit talk that we've done for the last couple of weeks, picking on them Florida Gators, maybe it's what it needed for this locker room to come together, because they've been all over. There's a bunch of dudes on there that were playing for themselves and not for the football team, and maybe this is what they need to bring that thing together, but... it doesn't give you the warm and fuzzies when old Napier's at behind the stand. But hey, I gotta get going here. Pavia going to South Carolina. Beamer was asked about it, and you know, dude's elite. But I think yes, Shane. I mean, he may be God's gift to football.
Something that you say a lot to describe your own players is, you know, when the lights come on, they meet the moment. Pavia is one of those people. What goes into stopping him, especially someone who kind of eats big moments for breakfast?
Yeah, he's a stud. You watch his tape. I mean, I've got so much respect for him. I got a chance to visit with him a little bit in Atlanta at SEC Media Day because we were there at the same time, and enjoyed visiting with him and enjoy watching him play. He's such a competitor. And I mean, there's plays from the Virginia Tech game. He does it all. Lulu is probably the biggest thing. He loves the moment. He loves competing. I mean, he's got a play against Virginia Tech where he's sitting in the pocket on third down and delivering a throw down the field. He's got a play against Virginia Tech where he's got one-on-one coverage on the outside and he throws it up and he hits the receiver in stride on a deep ball for a touchdown. He's got a play against Virginia Tech where he, you know, scrambles and rolls to the right and then comes all the way back across to the far sideline and hits his running back out in the flat on a scramble situation. He's got to play against Virginia Tech where he runs a quarterback draw for 20 yards. He's got to play against Virginia Tech where he runs the option and he pitches the ball to his option guy, and then he's the lead blocker and he goes downfield and he tries to block the defensive back. I mean, he's fun to watch, and I've got a ton of respect for him. It's going to take all 11 on defense to control him on Saturday night. All of us flying to the ball starts up front, but we've got to do a great job on the perimeter without a doubt. And then our offense, for sure. I mean, we've got to stay on the field. I mean, Virginia Tech had six plays in the third quarter the other night. Six. They went three and out, and then they didn't see the ball again until the fourth quarter. That's how they want to play football. So in order to, you know, control Pavia, we've got to do our part on offense, too, to make sure that we're staying on the field and sustaining drives.
Why that's important, you got to remember, Pavia was on Bussing with the Boys. I was trying to play that clip, didn't hear back from him. But what they said on there, or what Pavia did, they asked him, which is the game this team has circled? I mean, Pavia's attacked a lot of people here in the offseason, but the game he said he had circled was this one. So it brings me into upsets, right? Upset alert. We've got – now, if your team's not on here, don't get mad. That just means – they shouldn't be on upset alert. These are the teams that I feel like these money line games that could potentially be on upset alert. We got Georgia -3.5, Kentucky -24.5, Ole Miss 7.5, Auburn 25.5, South Carolina 5.5, LSU 8.5, Oklahoma 23.5, Notre Dame 6.5, and Alabama 21.5. So we're going to go through here, and I've ranked which one, because I'm telling you guys, this is shaping up, I think, potentially, and I've been on fire here lately, to probably be one of the wildest damn weekends of college football we've ever seen. I would not, my mind would not be blown if we don't have four upsets this weekend. It just feels like that. I don't think, and here I am, I'm going to rank kind of which one should be worried, which one, this is just, and this is, look, listen, I'm no AP voter. This is just my opinion, but after watching 2 weeks of these guys, I think Oklahoma's fine, right? We'll have them on the lowest of Scoville units, if you will. Oklahoma, the only thing is they are traveling, and one of the things Mike brought up was we've seen some of this big game drops, and what I mean by that, LSU goes to Clemson, big game, then it drops off. South Carolina, big game with Virginia Tech, kind of drops off the following week. So even Texas won, but there was a sloppy game, and it felt like, again, there was a little bit of a drop-off from that Ohio State matchup. Do we see that with Oklahoma? I don't think so. I feel like what's important with Oklahoma here is that it is on the road. I know it sounds crazy and it's stupid. They should not be there, right? But this is good for them, man. Get this team together. Keep that chemistry rolling. A little road trip with the boys. Oh, come on now. I feel like Oklahoma will be fine here and better for it. Auburn, I'm not now, brother. Auburn last year, Auburn the year before, I'd have had you probably at the top of this damn list, but this is a different Auburn. And I feel like this Auburn has the luxury now to work out the kinks, and that's exactly what they're going to do here with South Alabama. Kentucky. I'm not going to lie. Thought I'd move you up a little further on this list, but at the end of the day, you have a superior defense. At the end of the day, you have a better offense, barely. And I feel like this team right here has really classic Stoops, right? Embarrass you and say, you know, do something dumb, come out the next week and answer. This feels like that type of game. I don't know if they get 24 points in this thing, but I'd never feel like Kentucky loses it, but there's part of you. Like, what if they do, right? So we're getting a little closer to the list. I've got, let's see, 6 teams remaining. So at that sixth spot, I got Bama and Wisconsin, right? Bama looked fantastic against Louisiana nobody, but can they repeat that, right? One of the things Mike talked about was they're trying out different quarterbacks right now, and that's not the warm and fuzzies I'm looking to. I felt like Alabama, are they back? No, I don't know. We ain't printing T-shirts just yet, but this one I am a little worried about because, again, it is tough. It's toughest competition they've had since Florida State. A lot of points, 3 touchdown favorites here. Shouldn't lose this game, but wouldn't blow my mind if it's a little tighter than that. Notre Dame, I got them on the list. I probably should have put them at the bottom here because I feel like A&M's going to get them, right? Only kicker with this one is A&M's got to go on the road. And Notre Dame, not a great team. Only has one game under the belt against Miami, top 5 ranked Miami. And it was a close game, so I do feel like Notre Dame should be on upset alert. This is, talk about a signature win for Elko, for Texas A&M. They're not known for going on the road and beating top, 25 teams. This would be a big one for them. And if we're going to have actual progression, if we're going to have momentum in that program, you got to have that big win under your belt. That would be a good one. Now, this one you thought I'd have at the bottom of the list, all the shit I talked about Billy Napier, but I worry. I always worry about this game because it's crazy. It's just a crazy matchup. I feel like anything can happen in this thing. We've seen the shoe toss. We've seen the fog games. We've seen the goal line stands. There's just so much that comes away from this one. And as bad as Florida is, it's just, there's a particular game, and I'm glad they've kind of forced this rivalry upon us, that it just means more. And do I think LSU will win? Absolutely. But look, the spread's only 8.5 on this thing. They're doing that because they feel like it's going to be a tight game, and it could be. This could also be a good game, right? Georgia going down to Tennessee. I feel like, man, if not now, then when? This feels like a great opportunity for them dogs to go down. Now, classic Kirby Smart, right? Playing mind games with everybody out there, dragging their ass with Austin Peay, getting our hopes up here in Knoxville as we score 70 points each week, and we think, hey, we're back, baby. We're all the way back. I mean, there's a reason that Tennessee is not the favorites in this game. However, it does kind of feel like that year, don't it? Oh, Arkansas. Man, I tell you what, you're coming into town. I've got a caller for you, my boy. Oh, I think I missed it. Sorry, I'll include it on Friday's show. Tom says he's confident that the Hogs are going to beat Ole Miss, and this is the number two spot for me. This is ultimate upset alert for me. Why? Because I hate Ole Miss? No, I don't hate Ole Miss. Ole Miss just feels like a young team that is getting better but hasn't all figured it out, right? If this was a game played in week 8, week 9, no doubt in my mind, give me Ole Miss, right? But early in the season, Talen Green playing the best football of his life, I don't know, man. There is just something that feels upset-ish with this game. Now, I may be wrong. Man, Lane Kiffin may come out here and hang 50 on him, and that's very possible because we've seen it in the past. But I'm telling you, this may be one of those games that could be the best game of the week. Second best. Best game that we're not really talking about, we should be, is a South Carolina-Vanderbilt game. Number one on the upset worried list, if you will, is South Carolina-Vanderbilt. Why? Because after week one, I was all the way back with South Carolina. Week two, back out. And one of the things that drives me nuts is something that Mike brought up in the last, golly, the last three games. They've had 17 offensive points. I mean, it's all been special teams and defense, which is great and a little bit skewed because of competition and weather delays and whatnots. But I've not seen Heisman Lenore Sellers yet. And how can I hype up my boy if he's not winning Heisman? Now, what I have seen is Heisman performance by Diego Pavia. You know, I feel like this could be the best game of the week. But Hugh has a different idea.
What's up, cousins? This is Hugh Clark. Yeah, my cocks may have shriveled a tad, but don't worry, Vandy's coming. Going to make it 17 in a row. Go Gamecocks. You know what's up. Peace, cousins.
And then again, he's probably right. So there may be a shot. There may be zero upsets. And all those teams I just told you to worry about, we won't be worrying about. But I feel it. I've dubbed this Saturday Upset Saturday. So I look forward to seeing it with all the cousins Saturday. We're 30 minutes closer to kickoff. Actually, 33 minutes. Running a little late. But I appreciate all the cousins showing up bright and early this morning. Be sure to hit that thumbs up. Be sure to share it with your friends. It really means a lot. We got a loaded day for you. Wednesday, so we're going to have smart guys coming in noon, 1 o'clock, somewhere around that time. Him and Mike are going to talk about Stephen predictions for the weekend. And then tonight, we're going to have a little mailbag. So I look forward to seeing everybody tonight at 7 o'clock. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. If you need bell money, holler at me. Go, Bob.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.